My name is Yasmin Nicole, and you are listening to the Geeky Natural Mom Podcast. Hey guys, welcome back to the Fortress. I hope you guys have been doing well. How have you guys been? I hope you guys have been doing great. Always start off the show with gratitude. Thank you so much for the love and support. I really appreciate you guys. And I have to say it again. Yo, we are on iHeartRadio now. So if you have iHeartRadio, make sure you download it or make sure you subscribe to the podcast on iHeartRadio. I'm still not can believe that we are on iHeartRadio, guys. I mean, we're everywhere, baby. Like, you know, it's nowhere that the Geeky Natural Mom is not at. So subscribe. If you love it, subscribe. Support it. Be a Patreon. Click the link to see how you can support this podcast, to keep this podcast going, all right? So do what you gotta do. Click those links and support the podcast. Thank you very much. All right, I'm fired up because I feel like this episode needs to be done. These words need to be said because there's a lot that's been going on. And you know me, I have to bring the real and I have to bring the awareness. That is my job, to bring awareness to what's going on so you can be aware and you can share. All right, I like that. You can be aware and you can share. That was pretty dope. But yeah, all right, so another episode in the call to action series. I don't know what we're gonna call this yet, but I'm gonna talk about a lot of things that have been going on as far as in the autism community that is really bothering me. So you know, I need to make you guys aware of that too. So, there has been a lot that I've seen on the news, like just articles in general of people being so mean and so cruel to, you know, people in the special needs community and just autism in general. There was a story about, was a principal, I don't remember. I think the child was 11 years old and he had a meltdown and they kicked him out of the school. Like, they literally had him outside. It was cold out, from what the article said, that it was cold. Like, they literally had him outside for hours. And the principal was put on leave. And like, I was so frustrated about it because, like, first of all, why did she get put on leave? She needs to be fired and she needs to be charged with neglect because she's neglecting a child by putting the child outside. Because you cannot handle, you know, a child with autism that has a meltdown or different behaviors. And this is the thing that really bothers me, and we really need to be vigilant to these things. Like, I feel like I'll say this all the time, teachers are not parents, which is a fact, but teachers are supposed to protect our children while they're in the facility that is a school. So there is no type of like support when it comes to, you know, children with special needs. And I've had a situation with my daughter where she was supposed to get like these special programs that she's supposed to do that's a part of her IEP. So I was asking my daughter, you know, are you going to your programs? And she was like, no, I'm not. And she didn't even know what I was talking about. So, you know, I, you know, had to go talk to the, you know, teacher, who kept calling. And like, at first I wasn't really getting a response. And, you know, in these situations, like, you really have to be consistent because, like, sometimes these teachers and these administrators forget, or, you know, they're doing their own thing. So I always tell y'all, you have to be consistent and you have to stay on top of them so they know that you mean business. So I had reached out to an advocate because, like, now this is like beyond my control. Like, I needed to get this fixed immediately because, like, if you put this in the IEP, you need to follow it. So I finally got in touch with an advocate. The advocate got in touch with the principal at my daughter's school, and now she has her programs that she goes to every week. So like I said before, always be persistent, always be consistent, and stay on top of these people, because like I said, you know, some people just do it for the love of the money, and some people just do it because, you know, some of them do it because they care, and some of them do it for the money, and that's a harsh reality. So I really, you know, was kind of upset that there was a miscommunication, because, you know, again, you guys were supposed to be on top of that. And I'm, and believe me, these people are busy, and I'm not saying, you know, my child is a top priority. I'm not saying that either. I'm saying that if you are responsible for my child, and if you are responsible to make sure that they are following the IEP and making sure that they get the resources that they need, that part of it should be a priority, and you should take it more seriously. And I feel like, you know, when these people get hired, I feel like they don't really see the significance of what they're doing in a job or a career. Like, you are there to help children, you are there to teach children, you are there to nurture children, but not in the sense of a parental thing, but molding, and you're helping molding them into, you know, adults. So that is your job, that is what you're supposed to do. And I feel like, and I always say this as well, like, people are not empathetic anymore. They're not caring, and they're not showing any type of anything anymore. And it's just like, how, and this is why kids are being bullied, because if they see that these administrators and these teachers are not doing it, and then if they see if their parents are not doing it, so, and then they already have self-conscious, you know, they're self-conscious about themselves and whatever is going on in their life, so it's easier to bully someone else. And it's so unfortunate that children are now committing suicide, and I'm sorry if that, you know, sets off any triggers. I am not intentionally doing that, but I feel like this is, you know, this is why, because, you know, it's so much bullying, and it's not enough awareness, it's not enough safety nets for, you know, children with autism, children with Down syndrome, children, you know, with cerebral palsy, you know, that go to public school. You know, there's not enough a safety net for them. There's not enough people that care and want the best for them, and just the best in children in general. And I'm not going to say it's everyone, because it's not everyone. It's, you know, but it's a collective, because it keeps happening. Children are harming themselves. Like, how do children, like, we always think children don't know, but they know. How are they able to do these things? How are they able to harm themselves if they're crying out on deaf ears? And also parents that are crying out, you know, on deaf ears, because there's a story that I read where the child had committed suicide. I'm sorry if I'm pulling any triggers or anything like that, because, you know, there was an issue with, you know, with the bus, and, you know, the parent complained to the school district, and, like, the school district pretty much did nothing, and now a mother has lost their child. And, like, I do not want that to be the outcome for my child, or for anyone's child, any child, period. Like, I don't want that to be the outcome. There needs to be, again, a safety net. There needs to be, like, grief counselors, if they, you know, if children, you know, have, like, grief or anything, they've dealt with the loss, or just, like, you know, therapy sessions in general, have anything that would help the children to be able to express themselves. And I feel like that's the problem now, that our children are not being able to express themselves in a manner where it's healthy. They're expressing themselves in a way that is very negative in, you know, in their family dynamic and just in school in general. So we as caregivers, as parents, as teachers, as whomever, we need to make it a place where our children can express themselves and be able to talk things out in a healthy manner, guys, please. So we're able to not have these situations and being able to let the children understand that they are being heard, because we often forget that children are people too. They're just little people, but they are people. And we, you know, and we have to be mindful of how we treat them, because we don't want those same childhood traumas to affect our children. So if we can break the cycle and really put ourselves first, and what I mean by that is put ourselves first in our self-care. And I always say this, put, you know, make sure our mental health is good so we can make sure our children's mental health is good. Because as much as we see toxic fathers, we also see toxic mothers, toxic caregivers. We have to let go of the toxic aspect of parenting. We have to stop doing this parenting shaming all the goddamn time. And I say that all the time because this is affecting our children too. Because we're constantly sitting here listening to what people say of how we parent, and everybody parent different. As long as the child is happy, as long as the child is healthy, it does not fucking matter. So like, your actions and your words affect your children. The, you know, your words affect your actions affect the children at school. And I've noticed this with my daughter. My daughter, and I think it's just more of her trying to figure out who she is. Like, she'll act one way in school and then, you know, act another way at home, because she feel like, you know, she's trying to fit in and she's trying to, you know, coexist with the other kids, because she knows she has autism and she know that, you know, that makes her a little different. Because Maya's, you know, she's very quirky and she's very, you know, she can be dramatic at times, and she can be you know, she thinks things differently. So when other kids see that, they just think of her like being weird, something's wrong with you, and it's nothing wrong with her, that's just how she thinks. So that's where the bullying starts. That's where everything else starts. So she's trying to, you know, and we all have done that, you know, autism or not, or any type of, you know, disability or illness. Like, we all have done that. We all tried to fit in. We all tried to, you know, coexist with other people and trying to really fit in, you know, trying to fit in. So, like, I get that and I understand that. But I'm trying to make her understand that you don't have to fit in with people that don't matter. And I'm not saying that like in an ignorant way. It's just like, these people, you know, when you go off to high school, like, you probably even won't see these same students. You might not even see these same children. You know, these people don't matter. You're there to learn. You're there to, you know, get something out of school. And, you know, that's what you're there for. It's not there for. It's not like a popularity contest. It's not about who has what, or, you know, it's really not all about that. So I'm like consistently trying to tell her, like, please don't feel like you have to belong to people, you know, to feel belonged, or to feel, you know, a need to be different, be, you know, be somebody that you're not, in a sense. Like, be yourself. You know, there's people that might think the same way as you, and she has friends, and I tell her all the time, like, you know, just worry about the people that do care about you in school, and not the people that, you know, try to say that, oh, you're weird because you're different. Like, that stuff does not matter. And we have to stay on top of our children and tell them that, because they really want to hear that. I had a conversation with my daughter last night, and she said, Mama, I like when you you know, when you say motivating things, can you keep doing that? Can you keep, you know, telling, like, because they want to hear that. They want to be aware of what you're saying and that you mean it. They really want, you know, that motivation. They really want you to be proud of them. They want you to, you know, they want you to be, you know, be accepting of whatever they want to be or whatever they want to do. That's what they want. And I feel as though, you know, with caregivers and teachers and things like that, we need to respect that. And, you know, and that's the thing, like, we don't, and when I say respect, like, respect, you know, how they feel, and respect, like, that part of respect, like, I feel like teachers and caregivers, they don't, you know, give that child the proper respect and to, you know, really being owning to themselves and owning up to themselves. And, you know, they're there for what, 8-9 hours a day. So again, you're responsible for that child. And if that child comes to you for something, don't try to flag it off. Or, you know, if it's something urgent, you know, it needs to be addressed. And a lot of these teachers are not addressing these situations that these children are having, or suggesting something with their parents, or, you know, going to the guidance counselor and things like that. So I just feel like it's a team effort. It's, you know, stay, you know, keep in touch with the teacher, making sure that, you know, your child is okay, the principal, and, you know, talk, and this is like, this is a really big thing, like, talk to, you know, your school district, talk to your principal, and see how there are ways to bring, you know, if they can find ways to bring more awareness to, you know, to situations with children, like if there's like any mental health situations, or, you know, with autism, for example, like there needs to be more awareness in schools with teachers. Teachers need to have some type of training of knowing what to do, you know, with a children with autism, or a child, you know, that has some type of special need. They need to know what to do. That needs to be a required thing. So, you know, we won't have these situations that are happening. You know, they know what to do when it comes to the, you know, when it comes to that situation. So I just feel like, even with law enforcement, you know, I think something needs to be done as far as having some type of training to know what to do, or just to be aware of what to do. I'm not saying be an expert, but just to be aware if there's a situation, or if there's a meltdown, or what have you, you know, you're able to know what to do and have common sense of what to do it. And I came up with this really good idea, you know, for my children, and, you know, for me as well. I wanted to get like pins, like the pins you wear like on your shirt or whatever, of like we're in public, and it'll probably say, like, if you see, you know, like if you see my child having a meltdown, don't approach them or ask me questions before you approach my child. Because, like, people have this thing where if my child is having a meltdown, they think I've done something wrong to the child, and that is not it. It's just like my child has autism, and sometimes they have meltdowns and they have anxiety, you know, into, like, you know, a place, like if they're at a new place, and or to, like with Austin to be example, like confined spaces, like if it's a lot of people in like one setting, he gets very have a meltdown, he'll have like anxiety. So like when we go to places that have those people but they're spread out, like he'll feel a little better, he'll feel like he has some space for himself. So like I feel like I want to get these pins, like to say, like, if you know, if you see my child crying or being in panic, he's having a meltdown, do not approach them. It don't have to say all that, but like these, like something cool, like saying, like, if they have like a meltdown or something like that, like, or, you know, if something's happening, do not approach them, or do not ask my child what's wrong, come to me before you come to them, or come to me if you see that. So like I am on the constant search of having these pins made. And also for Maya, like, she can wear it at school if, you know, if somebody in her class has questions about, you know, her autism diagnosis, she can answer them or something like that. And she can have a pen for herself. So like I am on the hunt for that right now. So we can wear them and then people can be aware of what's going on when a situation arises. So I hope you guys try that too, like some type of pen or wear like some type of like shirt or something. I also have this like sign. Well, like people come to our house, it's like a sign of basically saying like, if you know, if the kids don't speak, don't feel offended, they're nonverbal, or you know, they're focusing on, you know, like in that type of in that type of sense. And I'm gonna leave what the thing says on my door because I can't think of it on top of my head right now, but I know it's basically saying like, you know, you, like don't be offended if my child doesn't speak to you or my child doesn't acknowledge you, you know, don't, you know, speak in a calm tone and things like that. So they know, like they see that before they come in the door, so they know what to do when they come in. So I don't feel like I have to explain it to them. They already know. And I feel like we need those type of things like in our schools and in public places for people to be aware more, like more things for sensory and stuff like that. Like I think that is imperative. I think we need to go to our legislators and demand these things because they supposed to work for us. So if they work for us, you make them work, guys. Whatever you feel like is a problem, go to your county, go to your legislative shit, go to the goddamn Congress and stand up and fight for these rights for these children, fight for rights for yourself, because we need these things. We don't want these things to keep happening to our children. So step up and make the change, make the decision. I still don't know what to call this, and that's my time because my kid just ran in the room. So I hope you got a lot out of this episode. I hope that, you know, you can spark change for, you know, having awareness in the special needs community and just awareness as a whole. So, you know, do what you can. If you want me to go in further detail, I will do that. If you have any questions for me, email me, hit me up on social media, and, you know, do that. All right, guys? So, I love you. Still haven't figured out a name for this, but probably by the time when I upload it, I will. You want to say bye? Say bye-bye. He says bye. All right, guys. Like I said, I love you. And remember, positivity is the best policy. I love you. See you next time.